The unrest after the death of Freddie Gray continues to roil Baltimore. The city's police union issues a report sharply critical of Commissioner Anthony Batts. A few hours later, the mayor fires Batts. Today, something different. At the Reginald F. Lewis Museum downtown, a free photo exhibit about the unrest has just opened. WYPR's Kathleen Cahill reports that the show's riveting images helped shape our understanding of what was happening in the streets at the time.
You know this guy. You've seen his pictures all over the place, even on the cover of Time magazine. Now, gigantic versions of Devon Allen's work are on display at the Lewis Museum. On a recent morning, Allen and the museum staff were pasting the 11-foot-high paper versions of the shots to the gallery walls. That's right, paper pasted to walls, just like street art. Except that the Time magazine shot is now 20 feet wide. It's all part of the amateur photographer's first photo exhibit, with 17 of his images from the streets of Baltimore following the death of Freddie Gray.
I felt I was obligated to do what I did.
What he did was to take to the streets as an activist, camera in hand. He had a night job, and the protests became his day job, shooting pictures and uploading them to the internet. There's the photo of a protester near Camden Yards sprinting toward the camera, a pack of police in pursuit. That's the one that became the cover of Time. Or the photo of an African-American police officer with tears in his eyes. That's one of Allen's favorites.
Basically, I was just trying to show the raw essence of the story. You know, me being a Baltimore native and being an aspiring photographer, I felt like I had to document this story. I knew I can tell the story better than a photographer that's not from here.
Allen taught himself photography. He says that watching YouTube videos helped a lot. When the protests and rioting broke out in late April, he says he wanted to show everything.
I wanted to show the rioters side. I wanted to show the protesters side. I wanted to show the police officers that were policing everything that was going on. I wanted people to feel, you know, I wanted people to think.
There are photos of anger and protest, to be sure, but also shots of compassion. Allen points to one of a black protester coming to the aid of a white protester who has just been maced. He's pouring milk into the other guy's eyes. That's important, Allen says. He wants the show, which runs through December 7th, to spark conversations. On the walls, chalkboards invite the public to write and reflect. What's next for Devon Allen?
I want to inspire people to do what I did for their community. I want to inspire people to step up. I want to inspire people to create.
And he wants to teach photography to young people in Baltimore City so they can document their world as he has. He's trying to raise $10,000 for cameras and equipment to get that project off the ground. So what does a guy with 88,000 followers on Instagram and Twitter do to raise that kind of money? He turns to the internet, this time with a GoFundMe page. Allen is only the third amateur photographer in the history of Time magazine to have his photo on the cover. He's a pretty busy guy these days. But when the show opens today, he says he'll be there all day.
I can sit here and stare at my work all day, so I'm going to be here, you know, all day. As long as they let me. When they close, I'm gone.
On Saturday at 1 p.m., he and fellow activists will take part in a panel discussion about the recent unrest. Tomorrow only, museum admission is pay what you can. I'm Kathleen Cahill, reporting in Baltimore for 88.1 WYPR.